are we about to go to war with Venezuela? Over the weekend, the U.S. attacked another Venezuelan fishing boat, and Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth bragged about it. Got him. Okay, the United States continues to bomb these vessels without any proof. Now, they are able to do that because Secretary of State Marco Rubio says, well, now these are terrorist organizations. We have designated them as terrorist organizations so we can casually do what we want, which is the way we roll. That's the way we do it in the Middle East. We have for decades. So now what does that mean? Well, there is a lot of documented evidence that the United States actually worked with these Venezuelan drug gangs since the 90s. We've known that. We have been complicit. You can read up on the drug trade. The CIA's fingerprints are in every continent, pretty much. Asia, Middle East, South America. So certainly Secretary Rubio knows this. So it's ironic that Washington is labeling terrorism the very trade routes that its own apparatus exploits. But why do we want a war with Venezuela? Is there any way to put this horse back in the barn? Joining us to discuss is the host of The Deep Dive, Colonel Dan Davis, joins us to discuss it. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you think we are playing at, war with Venezuela?
It is really hard to follow. I got to tell you, I had some comments from some folks who have pretty high ties to the Department of, well, I guess war now, over the weekend, said that they thought that there was a pretty good shot that something would happen. Then, of course, thankfully, nothing did. And then toward the end of the weekend, we have President Trump making some really strange statements that, we'll consider talking to Maduro. And when asked by one of the reporters, what would you talk about? He goes, I don't know. You tell me, and I thought, well, number one, that was really odd. What do you mean you tell me? I'm supposed to be asking you. You're the only one who knows what you would be talking to him about. And especially given that Maduro has already basically begged the Trump administration to take the deal, say, hey, look, man, we'll give you some gold, some access to our oil. I mean, just about anything you would want. Here it is on a silver platter. But I was also told by a different source just earlier this afternoon that apparently what they want to talk about is, hey, how's about you just leave on your own and we don't have to actually go in with military force, and then we'll take whatever we want that way.
What so their objective.
I can't vouch for the authenticity of this or the accuracy. All I know is that publicly, the president isn't saying what he wants to talk to him about, but we didn't have any action there. And I can just tell you militarily, there is no really attainable military objective that has anything to do with American national security or with the drug trade. It's all just a complete fabrication just to make people, I don't know, I guess happy isn't the right word, but placated perhaps.
Right.
You pointed out there that there's really no path to interdicting the drug trade right there. And then, and by the way, and I've gotten a lot of pushback myself and people saying, oh, well, the Secretary of State designated them as a terrorist organization, so that means you can literally go kill anyone. And I've said, okay, look, just that guy just saying, all right, here, I have signed a piece of paper that I have just claimed that their terrorist organization is not a license to go kill people that you don't like. It just doesn't exist. That's what we do, but it's not just, it's not lawful. And we got to call it what it is. It's summary execution because you don't like the people, and that's where it is.
What it feels like to me is that either we are collectively getting smarter about the government excuses to bomb people and start wars, or their excuse is getting stupider. Which one do you think it is?
I think both.
It is no question the second one. It is not even stupider. They're just putting just more, a thinner and thinner fig leaf on the top because they don't care. And listen, people are getting away with everything. I mean, one of the things that has me kind of aggravated right now is just this afternoon, the Republicans are openly saying, hey, I want to gerrymander congressional districts so that we can have more elections, and the Democrats are doing the same thing, and both sides are just putting fig leaves on top of it while they're disenfranchising people in both of the states and now then apparently other states. Trump was complaining about Indiana today and that he's threatening people there. So now then you can just put fig leaves on nearly anything, and I think that's extended down to here. We don't know what he's really doing down here in Venezuela. All we know is that there is a lot of firepower down there that can kill a lot of people, but not enough to invade a country. So it's unclear to me what you're actually trying to accomplish.
Yeah. So one of our viewers says, does redacted like drug cartels? Yeah, that's exactly right.
Let them be.
This is something I've been talking. This whole thing about Venezuela is like number 15 or 20 on the list of places where drugs come in. If you're actually looking for drugs and actually trying to protect our people, you'll do one of two things. You'll go after the ones that are at the top of the list, not the ones that are somewhere near the bottom of it. And the second thing is, if you're serious about drug enforcement, which I am a big time advocate of getting this under control, is that you'll do something about the demand side. And we're not even attempting to do anything on the demand side about cutting into why people are doing these drugs, why they're buying them, how they're buying them. You start doing something serious on that, and then I'll believe that maybe you're actually serious about it. Until then, this is just nonsense.
Right, that's right. Exactly right. And so then that begs the question, why? And we know from Trump's first administration that they were pushing for a regime change operation. We had Jordan Gaudreau on the show, who is now, by the way, gone into hiding. Some would say missing. He's basically gone into hiding. He blew the whistle. We did an interview with him, and then shortly after our interview with him, he went into hiding. He admitted that the Trump administration specifically had put him and other special forces in charge of a regime change operation inside of Venezuela during his first Trump administration. They were then scuttled and stopped by the CIA, and a number of his guys were killed as a result of it, by the CIA getting involved in this. So this is not like fly by night over the past few weeks. He's been wanting to do this since his first presidency. And a lot of people in the comments saying, of course, why? It's all about oil. It's all about resources. What else would it be? Would it be about Chinese influence in this sphere of influence? I mean, what else would it be?
I'll have to go back and look at some of the older your archives and see that interview. But even without that, it was self-evident that the administration tried to do this in Trump first term, but it was so ham-fisted and so poorly conducted. It was an embarrassment, a humiliation, basically, that we were not able to bring that off. And it just showed the limits of our power. Why would we want to try anyway? And looking at, the whole issue about this, well, we want the oil. If it was just about the oil, we had it because Maduro offered it on a silver platter less than 2 weeks ago, and yet we rejected that out of hand. It sounds to me more like, and it's hard to say that or believe that this may be true, but the evidence is probably supporting this, is that no, we didn't succeed in getting them regime changed last time, and now that I'm not going to settle until I get them regime changed this time. So I want everything. I don't just want most of it. I want all of it to include the victory of getting Maduro out there. And then we'll go into whatever's next, and then we'll exploit the oil. I don't know. That part's speculation. But when you had Maduro openly and making a statement in English, begging Trump to take all of his stuff and just not take him out, and we rejected that, then that tells me there's more than just oil at stake.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And as Colonel McGregor, I think, said on our show a couple of weeks ago, strategically, militarily, I mean, first of all, are you going to want to administer Venezuela? Like, you're going to take over this country, and now we're going to run this country, essentially? Like, we need that? Like, we need a hole in the head right now? No.
Look, there's a disturbing analogy to Afghanistan in 2001 when we first went in there following 9/11, et cetera. And we went in with a light footprint. We used the local forces there, the Northern Alliance. And then we kind of like said, okay, well, you know what? Let's just help them out a little bit longer, do some government building operations and nation building and just a little bit here. And then all of a sudden now then we start getting attacks and the other side starts having military operations. And then it just expands off from that. And then, we've sunk so many costs and we can't let them knock us out, so we have to put a little bit. You see where this went before, and every opportunity where we could make the same mistake again or have to leave in embarrassment, and you open up this can of worms, man, it could go sideways any number of different possibilities, and very few that it could go good. Usually these things have a life of their own, and it goes beyond what you could want, and nothing good comes either in the target country or for us, and I just don't understand why we can't learn that lesson.
Philip on our team has a question. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah. So I'm just like kind of sitting here wondering, like, so this isn't like a theater of war. We're not at war with Venezuela. So you have basically the U.S. Navy out there blowing up these ships, like it's extrajudicial executions. Where is like the military leadership? And maybe this is my naivety, but where is the military leadership that should be ignoring illegal orders not just flat out refusing to do this. Well, how is it? Like, I could see one, but we're up to like what, 20 of these boats they've hit now?
Over 20. Yeah, over 20 of them.
Yeah, I think that is it. I'm right with you on that. I mean, we have evidence that one, I guess the Southern commander resigned earlier after 1 year, and the implication are that he didn't like these orders. But there's also evidence that maybe he just wasn't doing it aggressively enough and is actually fired and was allowed to resign. I don't know, but he hasn't said anything. But that is one thing I have, am asking the same questions. We are trained from infancy, basically, from, you know, second lieutenant for officers and at the beginning, that we cannot obey unlawful orders. We actually have training frequently throughout my career, and I'm sure it's still the case, to where we have the ethics of war and the laws of land warfare are taught, and we have an obligation not to obey illegal orders. And there's even a plan of how you do that. You have to say, I want to be clarified. Are you ordering me to do X, Y, and Z? And by as far as I understand, that is against the laws of war, is that, you know, asking those kind of leading questions to get them to say out loud and then maybe change it, et cetera. But ultimately, if you execute a legal order, you are guilty no matter who gave you the order to do it. If you carry it out, it's just as though you came up with it. And it bothers me and it troubles me a lot that no one has resigned over this. And it's self-evident that this is outside of any kind of legal framework. And the fact that we keep going down this path and no one resigns is alarming.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course, if they say they're not going to do it, then, you know, Hegseth is going to fire them all. He'll probably do a joint press conference and say these people were disloyal to the United States or something. I mean, I don't know. It's really terrifying.
But it's not unusual to get. He's right. There's. Yeah. It's not unusual to get resignations over things like this that bother the human conscience. Makes me wonder if they're human.
We're supposed to be, you know, we at least when I retired in 2015, and at least up until that point, we considered it a badge of honor that we were different than other militaries of history, et cetera, that we are ethical, we are moral, and we will not obey illegal and unethical orders.
Hmm.
But yet here this is, and no one has taken any action on that, and one has to ask the hard question, are we any different than some of these other regimes that have used military to do unethical things? It's an open question.
Colonel Dan Davis, host of The Deep Dive with Daniel Davis. Great to have you on the show, as always. I guess we'll sort of sit back and wait. What is Trump going to do today on Venezuela? Always great to have you, Colonel. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. See you next time.